Well, yes, I can confirm it. Basically, what happens is the investigation will be completed first and then be presented to the state's attorney's office in Baltimore City, at which point in time, under their direction, we will find out how the charges will be placed or if charges will be placed against the driver.
Is it accurate to say charges are pending, or is the decision to charge up to the state's attorney?
It is accurate to say that the investigation is not complete yet, and that once this investigation is complete, if charges are appropriate, they will be placed with the guidance of the state's attorney's office.
Understand. There are those who'll say, who hear this and think this is a man who was speeding, and hit this hit Mr. Heisel. He shouldn't be released, possibly because he may be a flight risk or anything like that. What do you say to those people?
Well, we can understand their concern, but we look at it to the point where what would be legal and the best way for us to present a strong case if this case needs to be prosecuted. Again, these are decisions that are made after we consult with the state's attorney's office, and the state's attorney's office gives us a guidance on how to proceed in this case. And again, this is not something that I'll say it's not something that we don't normally do. This is a normal occurrence, and again, once the investigation is complete, then charges, if appropriate, will be placed.
The trooper pursuing this driver, was there a chase going down the JFX and ending in the city? I think there was a little confusion about that. Maybe you can clarify that. Was there any kind of pursuit of this driver that was spotted driving at high speeds on the JFX?
At this point in time, we're not saying if it was or was not. Everything is open in this investigation. We won't let the investigation take its course, and whatever we find out, that's what we will be reporting to the public.